handsome. She was looking like an erotic vulture. I was all dressed in black. She was all dressed up in black. Everything was fine down here. What you call it here? Call what you will here. Way down in this subculture.
The breathing. The breathing. Can we just talk about the breathing in that song? Wow. It's just like it's coming from some like central place in his body, some kernel of discontent. He can hardly contain himself. From the much maligned Trompe Le Monde, let me tell you. And it's deservedly so. You know, Letter to Memphis. I mean, come on. I'm going to throw up a little bit. But there are some bright spots. Certainly, subculture is definitely one of them. That line, she was looking like an erotic vulture. So there was an ad in back when there were magazines, and back when there was a Tao Records, they had a magazine called Pulse, and there was a big full-page ad for this record, and there was a picture of something, I can't remember what, probably an eyeball or whatever, and underneath it, it said, she was looking like an erotic vulture, and I immediately tore the page out, put it on my bulletin board at college, and then there it stayed and for the rest of the year. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Something Against You, live track off of Death to the Pixies. I've Been Waiting for You, which was a B-side from Valoria. We haven't heard much from the Bossa Nova era Pixies. Prior to that, Isla de Encanto from Come On Pilgrim. Chugga-Lugga from Head Carrier. And it was Build High, a live track from the Boston broadcast, which I found here in the station. And that's kind of our extended break. I guess I'm not really breaking in as often as I used to, or as often as I do, because the songs are so short. I feel like I'm establishing some kind of momentum, so I got to keep things rolling here. So we're having a Pixie show. That's what's going on. And their new record is out. It's not out yet. What am I saying? But two songs are out, and so we heard them already. So we're now... I use that as an excuse to have a show about them, so I'm digging deep into the catalog, finding all kinds of cool stuff. And subculture, definitely cool. And the next track I'm going to play is another live one. This one is from the Live from the Fallout Shelter. This is going to be Holiday Song, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And here, unbeknownst to them, we're going to bring them right up right now. Here are the Pixies. We'll be right back.
It'll be just like they say. We'll be right back.
son of incestuous union. Now my head is clear, my roof has walls, my daughter is pure, my son is tall. Land of plenty, land of fun, to find out I'm Nimrod's son. One, two, three, I turn you on the roof. Face at me, meanwhile, your tears rolling, mole, rock on my soul. Yeah, rock on my soul.
Son diablo, siempre me better way. It is, yeah, it is. It is dead. It is.
All right, 1,000 Points Away, WMFO. That's Ed Is Dead from Come On, Pilgrim. Prior to that, Evil Hearted You, which is a B-side from, I can't exactly remember, but it's from the Complete B-Sides collection. So I know it's a B-side. I just don't know from which record. I think that was, I'm pretty sure that was Trompe Le Monde era Pixies. Rock of My Soul from the, that was a live recording from the Boston broadcast, dated 1987. Nimrod's Son, that was from the Debaser Live EP. Some of these things I don't even heard about. I didn't know they were out. Manta Ray, of course, B-side from Monkey Gone to Heaven. And then All the Saints from Head Carrier started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I think, I'm trying to remember now, I think it may have been from that extended set, it was could have been Greens and Blues that we started off, which was EP2 is what it was called when it first came out, but then it was then it was put out on Indie Sydney. I think what I did is I downloaded it when I first heard about it because I was so excited. That was when they were back. And that record is actually the best out of the ones that were released post Kim Deal, or, you know, in the last 5-10 years. So anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, we're having a Pixie show because they have new stuff out, two new songs, and the record is called Beneath the Eyrie, and we're going to be, we already played the two. Everything else is not available yet, but I suggest that you go out and check it out or download it or whatever. Don't go out. Anyway, all right, let's move on. Up next, we're not done. This one, when I first heard it, I was like, what is this? But now I know that it's classic Pixie stuff, rock music from Bossa Nova, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Down, 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 down will be the keeper, I think. Hey! Been trying to meet you. Between us, a horse in my head, horse at the door, whore in my bed. But hey, where have you been? If you go, I will surely die.
Yes.
Yes. I think I was at that show as one of them. We saw them in, me and DJ Sean saw them in 2014 on that tour, 1,000 Points of Light, at the, not at the Opera House, at the, what do you call it? I can't remember the name of it. Maybe it was the Opera House. Anyway, before that, we had Down to the Well, which is, fans of the Pixies will know that Down to the Well appeared on Bossa Nova, but it was actually recorded during the Monkey Gone to Heaven Doolittle sessions. So that was from the live recording, the Boston broadcast. Before that, Magdalena 318 from Indie Cindy. We heard a demo of Hey from Doolittle 25, the B-sides, Peel Sessions and Demos. Planet of Sound, the studio version from Trompe-Lemont preceded that, and we started things off with rock music from Bossa Nova. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, it's our Pixies show, and hardcore Pixies. This is just digging deep. The lesser known, the better. If I'm not sure what the track is, sometimes I'll just go with it and play it. And there have a new one out, or at least the new songs are out. The record itself will be out imminently. And let's go back and hear more from Come On Pilgrim. This is Levitate Me, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
If all in all is true, if all in all is true, if all is true,
Oh, yes. Absolutely brilliant that they slowed that down and did a version of Wave of Mutilation completely like that. And it was a modest hit. It was on a couple soundtracks. It got some airplay. It did a little something. And not that they cared. Certainly, Here Comes Your Man is a poppy, silly single, and they rejected that. This is back when having success and as a punk musician was frowned upon. But it was a great song, and it really crossed genres, crossed boundaries. So I'm happy to play that as the second to last song of the night. And everybody who's a big Pixies fan knows that the best way to end the show, as they ended a lot of their live shows, was with Where's My Mind from Surfer Rosa. And we were going to play that right here. And certainly Kim Deal era Pixies is much better than what's going on right now. But I don't want to say that anything bad about, although I kind of already did, but I don't want to say anything too bad about where they are now. I encourage them to keep going, keep making music. And they're a great band and very important to the show. So let's hear Where's My Mind from Surfer Rosa. I will see you right here next week. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford.
Stop. We'll be right back. praying for sucker up the lonely hill. Beg for you once, maybe twice, and never listen to my own advice.